Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, quite a few surprises in last night's WCHA scores. Your team also one of those teams that found out that anybody can win any weekend. First, talk about the difference between your team and the energy that Minnesota State brought to the ice last night.
Yeah, Mankato played very well. Again, like I said yesterday, certainly don't want to take anything away from them at all because I thought they played a real solid game. Last night showed how tough it is to win on the road in this league. Absolutely. You know, they're a Division I team, too. They got good players, too. So, like I said, coming in, they're going to be hungry. They're well coached. You know what? And we just weren't as ready as we should be, and that's on me.
Coach, I know we talked to you at Media Day about having that weekend off. You look back, obviously you can't change it now, but do you think, looking at this late in the season, would you rather have not had that bye week?
Yeah, that's a crutch, Kelly. We're not going to use crutches. That's, the schedule is what it is. We talked about the advantages and the disadvantages, when that puck dropped last night, that shouldn't have mattered.
Your special teams haven't been very good on the road. I know your penalty kill normally has been really stingy this year. Why do you think things didn't go right last night?
Again, credit Mankato. I thought they had really good puck movement. They were able to get the puck to the middle, and obviously lots of options from there. The first one was a shot from up top that obviously got through three or four people that Lauren didn't see, and the second one was off a scramble. There was a shot, rebound, and now it's. Now there's sticks and bodies and the puck kicked over and Keys did a nice job coming down from that, she was on the flank and got just enough of it, obviously, before we could get a stick and managed to get in the net. So no question the special teams were played a huge role in the game, because if you look at it, we did not give up a 5-on-5 goal. But unfortunately, we gave up the two power play goals and we came up empty on our opportunities. And, the bottom line is, you score one goal on the road, that's going to be awful tough to beat anybody.
Your team also saw Kiki Radke score a goal, but then it was waved off. How much did that sway the momentum?
Well, again, it's, obviously we score there. It's a 2-1 game for us, and who knows? But, they made the call, and certainly it's we can gripe all we want, but it is what it is. And again, we had other chances, and their goalie came up with some big stops for them.
Speaking of goalies, your goalie played pretty well, too. Lauren Bench made a career-high 38 saves. What impressed you most about her play?
I thought she squared up really well. Made the first stop. Other than that screenshot she didn't see, she was stopping the puck. She was up challenging and didn't leave her feet too early and utilized her size to her advantage. She played outstanding and gave us a chance.
Well, it's not often that your team is also outshot like you were last night, 41-24. What can your team do today to make sure that doesn't happen again?
You have to be better with the puck. I think it really, really starts there, Kelly. I think so many times yesterday's game, the puck went directly from our stick to their stick, and now you're defending and now you're chasing. And we just have to manage the puck a lot better. Certainly coming out of our zone is always really, really important. But through the neutral zone, I thought we weren't very sharp, and then obviously we turned the puck over going in the offensive zone on numerous occasions that resulted in them, flying back down on our end. And again, now you're spending your entire shift playing defense. So need to be better with the puck. We need to possess the puck more, and we certainly need to work hard in the offensive zone to create more chances and get more pucks to their net.
After watching film, was there anything that you saw on film that you didn't see last night?
Not really. Just kind of some stuff that reinforced what we thought. Again, it's just, little things, but we always point out, little things will equal big things, especially the result on the scoreboard. So, we could do some things better with our forecheck, make some better decisions as far as our F3 on when do you peel back and grab a lane or do you try to force the puck, things like that. So, but again, I thought, a lot of what happened last night was certainly a credit to Mankato.
Talk about the resiliency of your team. Obviously, they know that there's three more points here today. They know that after this weekend, they'll still be a point behind Duluth. Everything is in your hands this weekend. Going into the next couple weekends, how do you like your team's attitude?
Oh, good. I mean, obviously, we need to take care of business today if we're only going to be one point back at Duluth. I mean, and they know that. So, all we can do is go out and play the games that are in front of us. We certainly can't worry about what anybody else is doing. I just think it's really important that we just focus on playing our game and really, really staying in the moment. That's going to be really, really important.
What other keys do you need for a win today?
Well, I think our start is going to be important. Mankato is going to be coming in a confident hockey team. And, you know, if we're to start slow and back on our heels, that's just going to feed right into their confidence. So we need to have a really good start, get on our toes, play with a, I say all the time, play with a motor. It's not an easy place to play, Kelly. It's very, very quiet, very dead. There's no energy in the building. So you need to create that energy yourself. And you know, we've had to do that before, and it's just really, really important that everybody stays focused. They're in the game, and you know, as coaches, we always talk about every shift's really important. And, you know, they have to take that to heart and just go out there and play as hard as they can, but be smart, and you know, we'll certainly give ourselves a good chance today.
Good luck today. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.